Okay, we're here with Anne Lacaton from Lacaton and Vassal in France. Anne, you just gave a fascinating presentation regarding your work, and particularly in housing. And a lot of it comes about, or is in relation to, the provision of space as a key thing that architects can do. Where does that desire come from?
It comes from many things, and I think that a lot of our architecture now, a lot of our attitude is coming from the time we have passed in Africa. And we have seen there how it's possible with always to do the maximum with a minimum of meanings. And it's really very interesting for an architect because we are not used to learn that at school. And very often the architecture is learned as a sort of object, as a, of aesthetic and also functions. And we think that our goal as architects, as the sense of our work, is really to try to develop spaces for more comfort, more pleasure for the everyday life and for everybody.
Yes. One of the techniques that you do, that you use, is the use of, I guess, greenhouse type spaces. And you said a very interesting thing before that often greenhouses have more attention given to them because they're for the breeding of flowers and things like that.
Yes. And in fact, in the goal we have to develop more space and larger homes in the same cost, we had to find new solutions to build because, of course, it was impossible to build with the traditional materials. And the greenhouses are very interesting because they develop very low-cost constructions, and also these constructions are really made to develop inside very specific and comfortable climate that they can control at each degree, because they take care a lot of the temperature for the flowers, because if not, the flowers are not beautiful and they can't sell it. So for us, this kind of construction are very interesting, and they permit us to develop our ideas about space and also to give in their homes different ambiences, because it's very open, it's very linked to the sky, to the sun, to the rain, to clouds, and it's very interesting in when you have a large house to give different kind of ambiences inside, not all the same ambiences of 20 degrees everywhere, but different. It's a concept of sort of nomadic habitant.
And it acknowledges that living has to be flexible, essentially.
Yes, of course, we try to minimize the place of the fixed equipments, like a kitchen, like a bathroom, and all the rooms, even the garage, are completely made in the same way. So it's possible to change and to live where you want.
And assumedly, using greenhouses is a prefabricated item, so therefore it's cheap to do.
Yes, it's cheaper because it's made in a very large industrial
in a factory type environment.
Yes, yes. So it's a reason it's very cheap, and also it uses less material as it can. It's very ecological too. In fact, it's not always possible to use this kind of greenhouses. Tomorrow I will present a social housing project for collective dwellings which use greenhouses. But in this collective housing project, we have touched a sort of limits of using this one, because not because of their interest, because of a lot of problem of technical controls, of insurances, of control for the climate and so on. And because when you work for a private client, if he's confident and if he's convinced of the project, there is no problem. But when you work for a public company, the question is very different, and you have always to try to go over the regulations, which very often are very reductive.
And as an architect, do you ever miss, I mean, some of your projects, there's not that many design elements. You've assembled things together. Is that a thing that you enjoy, not having to over-design something?
If we have pleasure to over-design something, no, of course. No, of course. The thing that our goal is really to work on the space and on the different qualities of the space, of comfort, of pleasure, and we don't need to over-design something to do that, because we are not interested really in the over-design of the architecture. We think that the aesthetic of our architecture is coming from what we are able to produce as a life inside. And we think that it's an interesting aesthetic, and it's enough.
Thank you very much, Anne.